we're back here on In Focus with News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara. Talking on the phone with me here's Assistant Director of Student Programs at the K-State Alumni Association, Marcus Kidd. Marcus, you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. We're talking about the K-State Homecoming coming up October 7th through the 13th. And I'm reading here online. It's interesting to me because I've gone to a couple different universities, and you know, we're old universities, but nothing with the, I guess, length of existence as K-State. And it's interesting to me that this homecoming event's been going on for more than a century.
Yeah, it's amazing that a tradition such as strong as this has been going on year after year after year. So for this year, we're actually celebrating our 103rd homecoming at K-State. So I'm like, wow, it's just so amazing.
Wow, I can imagine that 100 year was probably a huge bash. and then we talked a little bit about the Philanthropy 5K, but what are some of the other events? I see here there's also a number of things going on the 7th, the same day as that philanthropy run, but what are some other things going on that people might be interested in?
Absolutely. So, you know, speaking on to your point about homecoming, our homecoming at K-State is all student-led, so a lot of it is for students, but we also have a lot of events for community members as well. So what's really nice is that for the entire homecoming week, we'll have spirit signs posted on campus that are open for anyone to see, and they are just different designs that have been made by our fraternity sorority pairings, our residence hall pairings, and just some other student groups, just to really kind of show what they think of K-State, along with what the theme is for this year, Little Apple Big Entertainment. Sunday night, we have our Panther Chant. It's a clap and stomp competition in Bramlage Coliseum. That's open for the public to attend. Starts Sunday at 8 p.m.
Hold on one second.
Yeah.
A stomp and chant competition. What is the, could you explain a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, sure thing. So each group has like a minute and a half to 2 minutes to perform a routine in front of the audience of just a lot of stomp, claps, and cheers. But basically, it's panting and chanting. and it's so each pairing has a sub theme for this year. So with Little Apple Big Entertainment, each group has a specific sub theme that they're focusing on. And so their goal is to create a stomp and chant routine that shows what their sub theme is, but also just shows what the K-State spirit's like. So a lot of the times in these routines, we hear chants about how we want to beat the other football team on game day, and all about what it means to be at K-State. So it's a lot of fun.
Very cool. And I'm also looking here. I see something about the Crazy Cat Kickoff. Has there been a time determined for that just yet?
Right. So that's mainly just done for our residence hall students. And so the time that we're looking at for right now is on Sunday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And so since our theme for this year is Little Apple Big Entertainment, the plan for right now is just to kind of go into having like a karaoke competition, like a dance competition. You know, there's other things just to help celebrate musical artists and whatnot.
All right. And the next day, or maybe not the next day, a couple days later, Tuesday, I see you have that a Paint the Ville event going on in Aggieville. How does that pair into the homecoming festivities?
Absolutely. So for any student group that participates during homecoming, we give them a window in Aggieville to paint. And basically, they are just painting what they think the theme means to them. So for each group, it looks a little different, but that's the point. If we have the skydiving club participating, for instance, you know, they probably integrate something with skydiving with K-State and homecoming. So, it's just really great just to see what different artistic pieces that our students can come up with. And just a great way just to be able to take a little bit of time to stroll down Aggieville just to see all the magnificent artwork that's there.
Yeah, definitely highlight some of the artistic talent throughout K-State there. And also that same day, you have some KSU Night events going on. Can you speak a little bit about what might be going on for those?
Absolutely. So KSU Night is actually being organized by the president's office. This is our second year having that event. And so the goal of KSU Night is just to have the university and the immediate community celebrate topics of diversity and inclusion. And so for this year, we plan to have the event actually at the Alumni Center, For anyone to come and enjoy. There'll be some sessions that will be happening in the union for both the morning and afternoon. But again, it's just to help celebrate the topic of diversity and inclusion for K-State.
That sounds very nice. And the school was actually just recognized for its diversity initiatives as well. So, I mean, it's a good play in all of that. Looking further, you have Wildcat Request Live that evening as well, the Tuesday, October 9th. And that sounds like a lot of fun. Is that just for fraternities and sororities, or is that open to more folks as well?
Right. So the event, audience-wise, is open for anyone to attend. For this year, we will have fraternity and sorority pairings, again, going at it for some competition, but we're also going to mix in some different performances as well. We normally have K-State Cheer and the Classy Cats perform a routine for us, and then we also plan to bring in the Swinging Spurs for this year to help participate. But Wildcat Request Live, it's a lip sync and dance competition. So, aside from the artistic talent that we see at the beginning of the week, kind of during the middle of the week, we can see the different dance moves that they can bust out to win us over.
Yeah, it sounds like you're getting a wide breadth of the different talent going on at K-State there at this throughout homecoming week.
Absolutely. So we try and have all our events be open for students to want to not only attend, to watch, but to participate. So, again, there's so many ways that you can show that talent. So either it be through drawing or painting, or if it's through dancing, stomping, chanting, leading to Friday for the parade, it's always amazing to see what beautiful creation the floats that these student groups can make. And so that, again, is open for the entire public to see as well.
And talk a little more about that parade. I haven't been here for the fanfare of a K-State homecoming parade. What are some of the things that people might see if they come out to that?
Absolutely. So it's amazing. We have so many different types of groups that like to participate in the parade each year. So of course we have all of our different student groups participating, but we have a number of community affinity groups participating as well. You may see some funny characters like dressed up like Elvis riding around in little tiny scooters and whatnot. But everything's just it's family fun. Family fun, open for everyone to see. The parade starts at 5 p.m. Near the mall, and then heads down and loops through Aggieville and ends at City Park. And right when that's done, that's when we'll start our pep rally, just to help kind of wrap up everything for homecoming week. So really exciting stuff.
And that pep rally is going to be at the Larry Norvell Band Shell. And I imagine Willie the Wildcat will probably be involved in all of that as well, right?
I think he may make a guest appearance, yes.
Oh, fantastic. And there's so many other events going on in this. I'm not sure we'll be able to touch on all of them, but one that I see here that's pretty interesting also is the Children's Carnival. That's on Thursday the 11th. And I see here it's open to Manhattan and the surrounding communities. What are some of the things that might be going on there at the Children's Carnival?
Yeah. So the Children's Carnival, it's coordinated by the Union Program Council. That's all done through the K-State Student Union. And so with that, all that you can expect to see when you go there is just the union just being jam packed with different fun activities for families to participate in. So of course we'll be giving out candy for the kiddos that are there, but there's also a lot of fun interactive activities for them to do. So not only for the kiddos but for the parents too. So again, just a lot of fun, and again, homecomings for people of all ages. So.
Nice, just a lot of fun for everyone involved there, and of course, another thing that, I'm not sure I'm going to be allowed to take part in this, but I see that there's a trick-or-treat event going on as part of it. Is that just for the children, or can older folks get some of that candy too?
You know, I mean, if you dress up in a costume, who knows what could happen. So we do have trick-or-treating in Aggieville from 3 to 5:30 on that Friday, right before the parade. So for any kids or families that are wanting to partake in that, then yeah, just put on a costume and you can just go from door to door in Aggieville just to get some different treats. So again, just fun for everyone, simple, easy. It combines right in with the parade as well, so you won't miss a thing.
Fantastic. And it all sort of tops off with the K-State versus Oklahoma homecoming football game there at the stadium. And it all just, it sounds like you guys were pretty busy organizing all of this. How's the process organizing it go for the K-State Alumni Association there?
Yeah, so for me, for my position takes on a number of the events that happen throughout the week, but, part of it is spreading the wealth, spreading the fun. So We have different staff members in our office that help do the pep rally exclusively. And we also have another staff member in our office that helps coordinate the pregame, which is right before the K-State football game on that Saturday, which it's still open for people to RSVP for if they'd like to. There's going to be food and a lot of other fun stuff going on. So I would definitely say it's a lot of teamwork. Not only do we utilize some more of our staff for some homecoming events, homecoming student-led, and so a lot is charged with the students to kind of help them think outside the box, see what they want to do, see what needs to be done to help them achieve that vision, and just going from there.
And is there anything I left off regarding the homecoming that you think is important that I maybe didn't touch on or you haven't touched on just yet?
Yeah, so overall, as a big reminder, homecoming is coordinated by the K-State Alumni Association. Every year, people ask in general, who makes homecoming happen? Who does it? It's us. It's the Alumni Association. So we are so proud. We do around 1,000 events each year that impact more than 100,000 K-Staters worldwide. We have nearly 10,000 license plate holders on the road that help support student scholarships. And that program's been going on since 97. And then we also have more than 40,000 dues-paying members. We are the largest in the Big 12, and we're number 4 in the Power 5 conference nationally for our number of members. So we work really, really hard to make big events such as homecoming happen because we know that we want to have a positive impact on every person's K-State experience, whether they are a student or an alum. So go Cats, right?
Right. And I'm actually a Cal State Long Beach alumni. I joined my alumni association, but I know that a lot of folks don't join their alumni associations upon their graduation. Now, for folks who did go to K-State and graduate, what are some ways that they could get involved in the alumni association, and what are some of the qualifications to become a member, I guess?
Right. So there's so many different ways to get involved. We have our club events. We have K-State clubs, K-State alumni clubs, both in Kansas and outside of the state. We also have some international clubs as well. And so all of that, there's actually a really cool map online that people can check out if they are moving to a new area and just want to find out if there's any other K-Staters nearby. There's a cool map that they can use to show where the nearest club is. But there's so many different ways to get involved. And even if you are an alum of a different university, again, there's still a lot that you can do, whether that be through membership or whether that be through being a license plate holder. You know, there's tons of different ways to have an affinity with the K-State Alumni Association.
Fantastic. Assistant Director of Student Programs at the K-State Alumni Association, Marcus Kidd, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you, Nick. Hope you have a good one.
Yeah, you too. All right. That's it for us here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. If you missed any of this show or you just want to listen back through the whole thing, you can find this archived on demand on newsradiokman.com. Just scroll down to the on-demand section and look for In Focus. Y'all have a great day. See you next time.
And tomorrow on KMAN, we're going to be visiting with Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health Center. Also, UFM President and Executive Director of the UFM Community Learning Center, Linda Tiener, to be joining us on In Focus. Coming up, Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick. The game shortened today because we got K-State volleyball at 4:45 at West Virginia.